Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Well, after the hour, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thank you very much for being around me. And I'm glad to tell you that our good friend Gail Casper is around as well. She's here, actually. And she's the author of Make a Decision to Win. She is an internationally recognized speaker. She's an author. You've seen her on television. Here's something I want to ask her about. Reigning Ms. Continental America. I guess that's what that is. And she's here to talk to us about how we can maintain our business, how we can hold on to our business, and maybe even thrive as the economy toughens up. Gail, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's good to see you, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell me about this now. It says here, Reigning Ms. Continental America, is that right?
Yes.
Now
yes.
Tell me about that. I mean, I've seen you. I got mm-hmm. your picture here. I completely understand you being, you being a Ms. Lots of things. I mean, but what is this? You know, I mean, you're obviously a beautiful woman. But tell me about this title here.
Well, you know what? There's not a lot to tell. As with all pageant systems, they always have a mission, and this particular mission is about, leadership within women and having them become all the things they can be. And it's really similar to a Miss pageant, like Miss America, Miss USA, and a Mrs. pageant. They have, Mrs. United States as well as,
right.
Mrs. America. And this is just a different pageant system. So it's the Ms. pageant system, and it is for a national pageant. So they have people participating from the various states, and you do the same types of competition in terms of bathing suit and evening gown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you do it all.
Wow, I'm sorry I missed that. When can I pick that up?
Well, this one, unfortunately, is not aired on television, so it makes it tougher.
Well, you'll have to let me know when that happens. When that's going to happen? Did they ever need a judge in that thing?
You know what? I will definitely mention that to them, next time around. When
I think I'd be a great judge. What do you think?
I think you would be fantastic.
Because it's part of the criteria is your leadership and business acumen, right?
There you go.
So see, that would be my only interest, Gail. Would be, just.
And I know that. I know.
Making sure that the professional standards are maintained, Gail.
And that's what you need to do. I mean,
that would be my goal. And so you let the folks who are in charge of that program know that if they need somebody to really hold those standards up, I'd be glad to do that.
I will do that.
And congratulations, by the way,
Gail.
I was just telling my audience before you got here, I feel like it's 2000 and 2001 all over again. Those were days when when we didn't know what was coming down the pike. We had a pretty tough kind of a recession. It began in 2000, and then next thing you know, we were attacked, and then next thing you know, we have all this corporate malfeasance, and so our nation went into a kind of a funk, and small business owners had it tough in those days, and we worked out of that. So as we look into the future, I was telling the audience earlier that we can't control a lot of things that are going on right now. But what we can control are the decisions we make in our businesses and the relationships that we have with those people that we touch, like our employees and our customers.
Absolutely.
That's what I encourage people to focus on. What do you think?
And I agree with that 100%. I mean, there are a few keys that I focus on with organizations today, and particularly because they're seeing the economy slow down, their businesses are slowing down. It's so important, number one, that they stay involved in some type of training. So any
Yep.
business owner, even the employees, to stay current in terms of customer service or leadership training, whatever it is that's your angle for further development, we have to continue to do that, regardless of what's going on with the economy, and particularly because there are challenges. As long as we're working on ourselves, then we're in a position to keep our businesses moving forward and also create new ideas, which is what we need to be doing right now, to help our businesses thrive.
Right. Well, the one of the things that that I worry about is I'm concerned that some business owners start focusing on all the news, and a lot of it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is what I call negative hysteria. And what I'm trying to get small business owners to think about and to use as sort of the grounding rod, so to speak, for them to to stay on track, is to avoid the negative hysteria and focus on the positive reality. What do you think?
Well, if we even take that a step further, because I agree with that, Jim, if we take that a step further and just get down to making a plan every day. So instead of turning your television on and focusing on the news and all the problems again, and then what happens is even your salespeople, all they're talking about is it's slow everywhere and everybody's having a problem and nobody's creating a plan to move forward. And that's why it's so important that we have a proactive plan. In other words, what are the things that we can be doing right now to grow our business? Some of those things might be just asking for referrals within our business unit.
Mm-hmm.
It might be going to a networking event and talking to other organizations who might benefit from our services. You have to be proactive today, not reactive. It's not just about cold calling. It's not about waiting for the telephone to ring, but you've got to be proactive. And if you are proactive, you're not going to have time to listen to the negative stuff because you're going to be busy working on your plan.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, the fact that we show up every day and open the doors, turn the lights on, and make our business available to customers, you know, that presumes that we believe that the sun will come up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you're going to do that, you know, if you're convinced that it's not going to come up, so to speak, metaphorically speaking, why are you even spending your time opening your business today? Why don't you just go ahead and lock up and climb into a cave somewhere? But if you believe that the sun will come up tomorrow, then as you say, Gail, do it the right way. Do the things that you know how to do. Focus on the fundamentals, and that's really so important right now, isn't it, Gail? That we focus on the fundamentals.
The fundamentals and the things that you don't know. That's why I mentioned the training element of it. You know how many salespeople
mm-hmm.
I deal with that are out there and they say, you know what, I cold call. And that's fantastic, first off, because so many sales reps don't want a cold call. So it's great that they do that. But there are other things you can do today. You
yeah.
can make referrals a part of your business. You can make sure that you go to networking events that have other salespeople there who can help each other build business. You can focus.
You know, in the last presidential debate, they asked this question: what don't you know and how will you learn that?
Yes.
And I wish one of them had said, I will be willing to risk what I know for what I might learn. And that's something that I want to talk about when we come back after these messages that ties in perfectly with your training idea. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Gail Casper is our guest. Stay with us. Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you use those to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can ask a question at askjim.biz and get answers right now. So check those out. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Gail Casper is on our website. She's deposited her wisdom in the past with us and is doing so again now. And Gail, you've got a CD collection called Make a Decision to Win, right?
Yes.
And you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, that is all about time management, goal setting, get your life on track, get your business on track, be assertive in terms of your communication. So all the key elements that can really take you in a positive direction, which is one of the things that we're talking about today,
right,
when dealing with the economy, making sure we're staying on the right track and continue to move forward. We don't want to think about the negative. We want to take action toward the positive because that's ultimately what's going to bring us the results we want.
Positive reality, ladies and gentlemen. You don't focus on things that are not real. Don't focus on things that somebody speculates about. Don't focus on people who are negative and things that are negative. Gail, that doesn't mean that you deny that things that are negative in front of you. I mean, we all have these things that we don't like, but focus on the things that are going to fix that, which is the positive reality. Gail, we went to the break. I used the idea of being willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. I liked what you said a minute ago about training, about learning new things, mm-hmm. because for folks like me, you're a lot younger than I am, Gail, but most of us who are adults today, 90% or more of everything that we know, we learned in the 20th century, and most of that is becoming obsolete at light speed right now.
Oh, my gosh. you are so correct. You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, we get caught up in habits, in day-to-day activities, and we really don't look outside of what it is we already know. And mm-hmm. especially for those that are in the job market right now, some are looking to get into new types of businesses. They're thinking of starting their own business. And you can't just do it the same standold that was happening 10 or 15 years ago.
Right.
You've got to be open to learning, to training, to finding new ways to do things, because those proactive methods can make all the difference in your success.
Well, you know, I met a guy a while back who had been an executive, and he lost his job. And he wanted me to help him get reoriented a little bit, and he was a friend of mine. And I said, well, what's your email address? He said, I don't have one. And I thought, this wasn't that long ago, and I thought,
wow.
we got a lot of trouble here.
Yeah,
we got a long
a
way
to
go.
Yeah,
I mean, how can you be an executive looking for a job and not even have an email address? Not having an email address told me a lot about, you know, what this guy, that this is a 20th century guy.
And it's not just that, even as a parent today, you know, it's all the way around, because our kids are growing up on the computers. You
right.
have to be computer savvy. You have to know what they're up to.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying? As an individual, as a person, it builds confidence in who you are, and that translates, of course, into the business world.
You're speaking to a lot of groups out there, a lot of employees, too.
Yes.
What are you telling them today that the employees need to be doing to contribute to the business's future?
Well, the big thing today is that they are getting caught up in the negative, and it's a reality. You know, they're being hit with, oh my God, people aren't responding.
Their 401k is going down and all that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was that?
The 401k is going down and all that kind of stuff.
They're worried about everything. So they're really not on a track every day to get up in the morning and say, what's new that I can be doing today? Where can I use my creative energy to come up with new clients? Who has my need for my specific product or service? They're not doing those things. They're more focused on all the problems, all the issues, than coming up with a plan to move forward. And things won't happen as quickly today as they had been happening in the past. We have to remember that. That's why we have to work twice as hard. We have to expect that we're going to need to put in overtime. We can't expect that we're just going to work 9 to 5 and get the same results.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, and I think though also that you know, managers, owners, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to sit down with your folks and just around the table and say, you know, okay, you know, what's on your mind? What do you think? Are you worried? Are you concerned? Are you concerned about your job? And maybe even, you know, there people there, we've lost some jobs this year. I suspect that most of them have been with big companies, not small companies. Small companies are the last ones to lay off folks.
Yeah.
But say, you know, are you worried about losing your job? And here's what this company is going to do. Here's our philosophy about employment. Here's what we're planning to do. These you know, and you know, no guarantee. You can't give them guarantees, but at least let them know that. You know, that this is how you think about what's going on. And that way they can sort of get that off their mind a little bit and go back to work.
Yeah, and the thing is, today everything is about customer service. We can't
yeah.
afford to lose a single customer. So even if 100% of our focus or a lot of our focus goes to our existing customer base, making sure that they're happy, finding ways that we can upsell them and give them new opportunities, then we can even increase our revenues along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
So with our people, refine their customer service skills. Can't afford to have mediocre customer service in this day and age. It has to be exceptional.
We have to wow them, and that's the way. Somebody's doing something. Somebody's doing business with somebody somewhere right now, aren't they?
And they are.
It might as well be us, right, Gail?
You got that right.
Give us the website, Gail.
It's GailCasper.com, and that's GailCasper.com.
Can they find your CDs and your books there?
They sure can.
Thank you, Gail. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Gonna go to the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.